I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You should be excited right now. And if you're not excited, get excited, because you are tuned into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of all of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together. We have what we call the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And you should be excited by now if you weren't excited 30 seconds ago, because today's topic is spending your life, all of your life, starting at this exact moment, is being the predator, never the prey. This is the mindset that I talked about at the end of yesterday's episode. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode, wherever you're listening to this, if you're on SoundCloud, if you're at DreAllDay.com/podcast, you're on iTunes, Overcast, Google Play, whatever, make sure you listen to yesterday's episode so that you understand the context of what we're talking about here today, because everything I talk about weaves into something else I've talked about before. That's why you got to get them all, not just a piece of it. Being a predator, not the prey. This is the mindset of living your life on the offensive. This is the mindset of being the aggressor in life. Yes, being the aggressor. Maybe you don't consider yourself to be an aggressor. Maybe some of you, when you hear that word aggressor, you think someone who's maybe a troublemaker, someone who has a chip on their shoulder, someone who tries to start problems with other people, someone who's out fist fighting other people in the streets. That's not what the aggressor means. Aggressor means you're going out and making things happen. This is personal initiative. The aggressor is the one who starts things. That's what the aggressor is, the one who starts things and hopefully finishes things as well. That's what we're talking about here today, being a predator and not the prey, always attacking and never being attacked. How would you like to live your life that way? Those of you who have found yourselves being victims, those of you who have complained about things being unfair, those of you who have bitched and moaned about your situation and your family this and your mom that and your coach this and your boss that and your situation this and this situation that, those of you who are victims, because all of that is victim talk, how would you like to spend your whole life, the rest of your life, at least from this point forward, with the mindset of being the offensive, being the aggressor, being the predator and not the prey? Let's get right into it. Point number one, let's define these words. A predator is a person who ruthlessly exploits others. A predator is a person who ruthlessly, without shame, without emotional attachment, exploits others. The prey Definition of prey is a person who is easily injured or taken advantage of. Wow. Those are some extremes, right? We got the person who is ruthlessly exploiting people, and then we got the person who's easily taken advantage of. Well, let me tell you something. Now that we got those definitions on the table, let me tell you something that maybe you want to ignore. This may be something that you know deep down, something that you understand unconsciously, maybe something that you've been told, maybe depending on how long you've been around on this planet and how much experience you have dealing with other people, maybe you already know this. Maybe you're smiling because you know what I'm going to say. Maybe you're just all ears because you're wondering what I'm going to say. And then I gave these two definitions, and I'm talking about here today to be the predator and not the prey, as if there are only these two choices. Let me tell you something that maybe you know, maybe you don't know. Check this out. This right here is the world that we live in. The world that we live in, you have predators and you have prey. This is the human existence, the human animal. I'm not talking about lions and hyenas chasing gazelles and deer. No, I'm talking about us, human beings, males and females and everything in between. This is the world that we live in. You're going to have to pick one. You're going to have to decide, are you going to be the person who exploits, maybe not even exploiting other people ruthlessly, but exploiting opportunity, exploiting the chances that you have, exploiting your skills to make sure you get the most out of them. That's what a predator is. Predator is a person who exploits. There's something in front of them, they exploit it, meaning they get as much as they possibly can out of every situation in front of them, every object in front of them, every resource that they have their hands on. That's what a predator does. A prey is the one who gets taken advantage of. Basically, the prey is the victim, right? When you see a wolf and a rabbit, who's the prey and who's the predator? The rabbit, the one who's running away, the one who's trying to hide, the one who's trying to avoid a situation, the one who's eventually going to get caught and get killed is the victim. That's the prey. You got to ask yourself, which one are you? Are you running and hiding from situations? Are you trying to avoid a confrontation? Are you trying to stay away from wherever the action is and just make sure you stay safe? See, that's what predators do. They try to stay away from everyone else. They try to make themselves safe. They can't really live fully because they're always on aware. They're always on, what's the word I'm looking for? They're always on alert for whatever possible danger could be coming around. We talked about this a few days ago, trying to avoid danger and risk, trying to play it safe. The prey ends up getting killed anyway. Trying to play it safe is the quickest way to get killed in animal kingdom. Human beings were animals, very sophisticated animals, but we are still animals. You got to decide which one you're going to be. You try to abstain from the game and you become game. Any of you are into hunting, you know what I mean. Game is the animals that get shot and killed for sport by people. You try to abstain from the game, and I mean the game of life going on, the fact that there are predators and prey out there, the predators will hunt you down. Okay, you want to abstain from the game? You want to say, hey, I'm neither one? Okay, you walk around in the woods long enough by yourself thinking that you're not predator or prey, then the predator is going to come after you. If they're hungry enough, they will come after you. Animals will attack humans when they're hungry enough. They don't recognize you as natural prey, but if they're hungry enough, everything becomes prey. A true predator, when they're hungry enough, everything becomes prey. Is this true or not? Any of you who spend any time in the wilderness, maybe you live somewhere that's rural and you have bears or wolves or coyotes or anything like that around you where you live, you know what I'm talking about. They will attack humans when they're hungry enough. A predator individual, human being, you know what they'll do? They will attack every situation and get as much as they can out of it. They will exploit it to the furthest possible extent when they're hungry enough. This is what predator and prey means. When you're hungry enough, you'll make anything into a meal. You'll make anything into a new opportunity. We call this opportunism. Robert Greene and 50 Cent talked about it in the 50th Law. If you have not read that book, read it, because I recommended it in episode number 60, my five favorite books of all time. So why you haven't read it is completely beyond me. You must pick if you're going to be a predator or you're going to be a prey in life. Maybe you don't think either one of them is ideal. Well, who told you that life was supposed to be ideal? I damn sure didn't. What, you read that out of some textbook you got at school? Some dusty textbook written in 1987 that they still got? Or some textbook they made you pay $65 for in college, they're going to give you $15 back? Maybe you got it out of one of those. You didn't get it from me. Listen, trust what you get from me more than you get out of those books. I'm going to tell you that right now because my stuff is updated. Theirs ain't. Abstain from the game and the predators will hunt you down. Point number two, today's topic is being a predator and not the prey. If you live long enough, you're going to see, and this is something that I just talked about, there are predators out there. Any of you, any of you ever dealt with someone who was just a predator? They seemed to be very opportunistic. They wanted to exploit every situation they got into, maybe even exploit other people. Maybe they were very ruthless about it. They just went about it with a cold heart, no emotion whatsoever. They just didn't care, no empathy whatsoever for other people. Any of you ever dealt with a person like that? Any of you ever seen something like that happen that you said, damn, that's really unfair how that person was just a predator and just exploited that other person and didn't even consider it, and is unfair that nothing's going to happen to them? There's no penalty for that person for being such a predator. Have any of you ever seen anything like that before? Maybe. Oh, really? Oh, yeah? Oh, twice? Oh, three times? Oh, seven times you've seen it? Oh, you've seen the same person do it over and over and over again. Isn't that something? Understand, people, predators are out there. They're out there. And they'll take advantage of you if you walk around like a victim. You understand? These people will take advantage of you if you let them, or you don't make it clear that you're also a predator as well. See, a wolf is not going to try to eat another wolf, even if they don't know each other. The wolf's not going to try to eat the other wolf because that the first wolf, the really hungry wolf, because see how I just told you that a wolf will attack a human being if it's hungry enough. They'd rather attack a chicken or a duck or a rabbit. It'll be easier to kill. But they'll attack a human if they're hungry enough. The thing is, when that wolf sees another wolf, let's say they're really hungry. They don't see any humans. They don't see any rabbits or ducks, but they see another wolf. And that wolf's very hungry. Would it attack the wolf? No. You know why? Because that really hungry wolf knows if it gets too close to that other wolf that it's never met before, that other wolf will turn it into a prey. And it'll be a battle. It'll be a battle to the death until one of them's dead for somebody to walk away. And the wolf says, you know what? Let me go find an easier fight to fight. So you in life, you got to make sure the predators understand that you will not be exploited. And if they attempt to exploit you, then you're going to exploit them. Now, you may think this is a very cutthroat way of looking at things, Dre. I don't want to teach my kids this, Dre. You know, Dre, I usually tell my kids to listen to your podcast, but I don't know about giving them this episode. Listen, if you don't get them this episode, you know who's going to give it to them? Life is going to give it to them. And they're not going to get it until after they become prey. Who knows if they'll be around for the next time. So you either you're going to give it to them or they're going to get it from life. I'd rather them get it from you, mom, coach, teacher. I'd rather them get it from you than get it from life, than get it from a ruthless person who will exploit them. And you don't sit there and act like you don't notice. You live life. Now, you've been living probably twice as long, if not more, than they have. You know that this is going to happen. So you can't just talk about it to them. They're eventually going to tune you out. All right. There's only so much they can hear from you. Let them hear from me. There are predators out there, people. We're on point number two. Today's topic is being a predator, not the prey. There are predators out there who will take advantage of you if you let them, and or you don't make it clear that you're ready to attack. Now, this could be a subtle thing. In the highly sophisticated world that we live in, anti-aggression world that we live in, at least over-aggression world that we live in, you have passive-aggressive people. People who will just say little things, little passive-aggressive statements, little actions that are meant to be. It's not even an outwardly disrespectful thing, but just a little thing that you could kind of say, yo, what they did there was a little bit. They need to watch it. I don't really like how that went, but it wasn't so obvious that I could get mad at it and point it out. Little actions like that are things we call microaggressions. You ever dealt with someone who did this? Just some microaggressive stuff. It was kind of aggressive, but not really. You couldn't really point it out. If you showed that to another person, they could say, you know, that wasn't really a thing. You can't really say it was, but you also can't say it wasn't. That's what people do these days. The passive aggressive thing. Now, these people who are these passive aggressors, they look for victims. Whether they're a passive aggressor or they're a direct aggressor, there are both of them out there. And you adults out there listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You younger people out there who listen to the 15, 16, you're in high school, are there some predators at your school? Are there some people out there who just exploit other people? Are there people who just mess with other people just because they can get away with it? You ever come across anybody like that? Of course you have. Maybe you're one of those people. Look, no judgment. This is life. There are those people are out there. Of all the people, thousands of people listen to this podcast every single day. There's some predators listening to this show, and y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You know I'm describing you right now. And you know, just as well as I just explained, that when you see a person who's a prey, a natural victim, those are the people you'll go after. You're not going to go after the other predators, not because you can't possibly beat them, but because what's the use? What's the use of going after another predator when you could easily attack a prey and get an easy victory? This is point number two. Point number three, today's topic again is be a predator, not a prey in life. Does this mean, Dre? I mean, some of you are listening to this and you may be scratching your head a little bit. I really want to get the gist of what you're saying here, Dre. Are you saying that this means I need to ruthlessly attack people and take advantage of them just because they're prey, just because they're victims, just because they walk around with this victim mentality, just because they're fearful, just because they're trying to avoid danger and risk in their lives? Is that what you're saying, Dre? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that being a predator means, here's the definition of what I mean by predator. It doesn't mean you go out and kill somebody. It means that you're living life on the offensive. You're living life playing offense. You're living life making things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. You're living life approaching a problem, approaching a circumstance, approaching a situation, approaching a conversation that needs to take place. You go approach these situations instead of avoiding these situations. You go through life having the tough conversations that need to be had instead of hoping things go away and sweep them under the rug. That's what being a predator means. It means you wake up and you say, who has what I need? Who has the money that I need to make? Who has the opportunity that I need to get? Who's the person who I need to connect with today? Who do I need to get on the phone today? What is the opportunity I need to create? What's the opportunity I need to exploit? Who's in my way? Who do I have to move out of my way? What's in my way? And how am I going to move it out of my way? How am I going to get to where I need to get to today? And what has to be removed, altered, changed, or destroyed in order for me to get there? That is the mindset of the predator. Doesn't mean you're going to do wrong to other people ethically or morally or do something wrong to another person just because they happen to be standing there and they have nothing to do with what you're doing. It means you will go on the attack. It means you spend life on the attack. You look for situations to exploit, opportunities that you can take advantage of. And because you have this very mindset, here's the kicker to the whole thing, people. Because you have this very mindset of going on the offensive and being a predator in life, you don't have to worry about the other predators because they're not going to bother you. The other predators in life, the people who may have those questionable morals or questionable ethics, they're not going to bother you because you spend so much time on the offensive doing your thing. They can look at you in one look. They'll know that ain't worth it. It ain't even worth the fight to go after this person. Let me go get this victim over here. Let me go get this bunny rabbit over here chewing, nibbling on some leaves that doesn't even see what's about to happen to them, who's out there doing nothing. Let me go get them. That'll be a much easier kill than going after this other predator because I might lose a limb going after them. They're not even going to bother you. You won't notice them and they will not even bother to bother you because you got so much going on yourself. That's what I mean, the mindset of being a predator in life. Let's recap today's topic, which is be the predator and never the prey. This is a mindset of going on the offensive, people, being the aggressor in life, attacking and never being attacked. Number one, a predator is a person who ruthlessly exploits others. A prey is a person who is easily injured or taken advantage of. The fact is, you may not like either of these definitions, but the fact is, people, this is the world that we live in. These are human beings. Yes, you and me, these are what human beings are. You got to decide which one you want to be. Now, if you say you don't want, you're above the game, you want to abstain from the game and stay out of the game, okay, one of the predators will catch you when your back is turned. Don't say nobody told you. Number two. You live long enough, you're going to see that there are predators out there. There are people out there who will take advantage of you, exploit you, and be completely ruthless, cold, and unemotional about it if you allow them to, or you don't make it clear that you're also a predator and you will attack if attacked first. And this could be a subtle thing. Maybe you deal with some passive aggressive people who make little statements, do little actions, people who have these little microaggressions they work out because they don't want to let their aggressions out directly because this is just the way that they've been taught, this is the way they've been conditioned. See, these people look for victims. If you're not a victim, you won't have to deal. You won't have to worry about what they're doing because they're not going to bring it your way. People who do these things, these passive aggressive people, they know who they can use it against and they also know who they shouldn't use it against. They know. Whether they say it or not, their actions prove that they know. Number three, does this mean what I'm talking about here, that being a predator in life, Dre, that I should ruthlessly attack people, take advantage of them, be a passive aggressor, and get these microaggressions out just because? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means you're living your life on offense, making things happen instead of waiting for them to happen, approaching problems instead of avoiding problems, having the tough conversations instead of hoping things go away, going and taking care of things instead of hoping somebody sweeps them under the rug, addressing things instead of ignoring them and hoping that maybe they disappear if you close your eyes really tight and you wake up in the morning. You go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. That's what being a predator is. Go attacking life, going and doing stuff, not waiting for things to happen to or for you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at dreallday.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.